Hello, my name is Sable. Welcome to our four column fourth step workshop. And today I have 5 years, 3 months, 4 days of a medical abstinence, giving away 29 pounds. And even though I came from another program, I love this program. It's just, well, I used to work with prisoners, and not for the prison, but prisoners, and they would say, it's the bomb, meaning it was so great, and it is the bomb, this program, you know, and I'm so grateful that I didn't have an attitude of superiority because of the other place I came from, because it's not. It's all about us getting well, whatever we need, you know. So anyway, this is the fourth step inventory. This is a packet and a form. When I lived in New York, I did these workshops for over 10 years. Came to LA, I wasn't so popular that way, but did a few. Yeah. What can I say? They have their whole celebrity thing here in both programs. And there's something in the sponsor guidelines. And I did this inventory, and I did all the questions. So it says, the book says on 8 different occasions that we write out our step 4. And so for us, in this program, we answer questions. Oh, God, it went on and on and on. But I did them. I did them because that's what we do. Get a sponsor and you listen. And it's something was in here, and it talked about therefore your inventory will be divided into 3 parts: childhood, adolescence, and adulthood. Now, when I did this, before I came to this wonderful program, that's how I did it, but no one told me to do it like that. It just kind of was in this mind here. So if you take this out, our fourth step inventory, and I had some friend make it all fancy. All right, so this is our fourth step inventory. And we use the wording from the book. And the word optional, when used in the charts, means it says to do this, but does not say to write anything down. However, many people who've used these charts have found it helpful to write down the flaws. Remember, these charts are meant to be helpful. Do not feel restricted by them. And make additional copies if you need it. We probably have some left over. So if we go to the next page, turn over, and it says glossary of words used in steps 4 and 5. And just peruse that and look, and you can see it's just what people taking the workshop put down, and that's how we got all of these words together. You know, like, are you moral? Correct and true. Defect, lack of something necessary for completeness, same as shortcomings. Shortcomings, falling short of what is expected or required, same as defect. And it goes on and on, and I like this one. Frightened, a temporary or continued state of fear. And fear is an underlining thread. Our whole existence is filled with it. And so I needed to learn, and especially when I cleaned up my food, needed to learn why I had so much fear and what my fears were. I didn't even know they were fears. And they pop up, and I could accept them now and then see what I need to do to be able to work with the fear. We have packets here. Oh, I like this one. The bottom, the last word. Inconsiderate, without thought or consideration of others. And that was always a very big one for me, but I'm better. That's what it's about. Okay, so on the next page, it talks about defects and assets. And it says on the top, under list of assets and defects of character, do not feel restricted by this list. It is intended to help you get started. So we'll just go through a few. What are the defects? Self-will is the defect, and assets is God's will. And I was just talking, was it Rhonda maybe? You know, all these coffee cups were And I'm real anal, and everything in my house is in its place. I could send anyone here to whatever room, whatever drawer, and you could find it. And I see these coffee cups on the floor. No, it's on the floor. And for me, being spiritual, if it's my cups, picking them up, and if it's someone else's cups in this room, picking it up. It's really, for me, simple now that I understand what being spiritual is. It isn't all about praying, and I'm not minimizing that, praying and meditation and going to groups. It's just about being a nice human being. And like when I would go in a store and I'm looking for some clothes, and the piece I'm looking at falls on the floor, I pick it up. And when I'm real spiritual, if there's another piece of clothing that wasn't mine, I pick it up. It's not this whole convoluted thing. You know, it's really just being kind and observant. And then it just says on the bottom of the page where we got these assets and defects. Okay, so now we're going to start to write. So we go to the next page, and it says, first, we search out the flaws in our makeup which caused our failure. So put down a couple of flaws. If you're not sure, turn back to the pages that told us about them. Usually what's suggested is that you do the whole page of flaws, but because of the workshop time limit, we're just going to do a couple. And if we have time, we can go back and then we can answer questions. So do two now, two of the flaws. If you're not sure, go back to the page, defects of character, which is on page two in the very top. I just was looking at greed. I was a greedy person when it came to food. I ate voluminously. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine took me to, I think it was Jamaica, the island of Jamaica, and we got friends with these two big football players, and we went to this place where they use a grill and all this, and the guy said, you eat more than us. Why? It was like voluminous. It was like an empty pit. So that's a big flaw in my needing more. Okay. If you're good with that, we'll go to the next page. Okay. And we're going to look at resentments. And then we're going to go back to all of this, depending on the time. Okay, so it would say 4A on the page on the lower right. Okay, so we've got flaws. And now we have resentments. underneath it says, putting out of our minds the wrongs others had done, we resolutely looked for our own mistakes. Where had we been selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, and frightened? It was always easy for me to point my finger at what they did, which never helped me get well. Okay, so look at some things where it says selfish. If someone wants to choose one and tell us, that's great. Well, I'm going to say the first one then. Not seeing others' point of view, problems, or needs. I was so engrossed in my needs. And I mean, I didn't even know I was doing these things. You know? And then time passed, and I was taught, yeah. Oh, I like the next one. The next two, I could probably do the whole list. Wanting things my way, wanting special treatment. Yeah. Oh, wanting others to meet my needs, dependence. Okay, the next column is dishonest. Not seeing or admitting where I was at fault. It was very hard for me to think it was my problem and I was at fault. It was always someone else's. Oh, this one was good. I like this. Having a superior attitude, thinking I'm better. That came with my low self-esteem, so that was pretty interesting. The next one, blaming others for my problems. Okay, then we're going to go down to self-seeking, the bottom of the page. Manipulating others to do my will. Big manipulator. Putting others down internally or externally to build me up. Well, I was big at that one. Okay, the next one underneath there, I could do all of them. Engaging in character assassinations. I mean, it was like I had all of them. And then we go to frightened. I was frightened of people's opinions. It took me a long time to listen and to realize that all our defects did not go away. Rejection, abandonment. And I didn't feel loneliness. I don't know why I didn't. Physical injury, abuse. Oh, I like the next one. Not being able to control or change someone. And then you can go back over this. We're just going to go through it so that you can write. Okay, the next page, 4B. The three basic instincts of life. And we got the social instinct, the security instinct, and sexual instinct. And then on the top it says, without them, mankind would not survive. And it goes down the list. I like this one, companionship, wanting to belong or to be accepted. Wanting to be recognized or to be accepted as a leader. What we think of ourselves, either high or low, pride, just pride, an excessive and unjustified opinion of oneself, either positive self-love or negative self-hate. And this one, personal relationships, our relationships with other human beings and the world around us, and that took me a long time. And the more clean and the more abstinent from my food I was, the better I could deal with personal relationships. And ambitions are plans to gain abstinence, power, recognition. Next column, security instinct, material, oh boy, wanting money, buildings, property, clothing, Janice. some are overly dependent on others. Ambitions are plans to gain material wealth or depend upon others. Sexual instinct, acceptable, our sex lives as accepted by society, God's principles, or our own principles. That's acceptable. Hidden, our sex lives that are contrary to either society, God's principles, or our own principles. And then ambition, our plans regarding our sex lives, either acceptable or hidden. And, you know, I had so many of these, and I'm sure I still have them, but now I know I have them. I had these things and didn't even know I had them. And if you don't know you have them, how are we going to fix them? And I like this last part. These three basic instincts are surely God-given and therefore good. What we have done with them has caused our character to become defected. And then it goes, the basic manifestations of self. Resentments, feeling of bitter hurt or indignation, which comes from rightly or wrongly held feelings or being injured or offended. Resentments. Woo-hoo. Fear. Feelings of anxiety, agitation, uneasiness, apprehension. And now I know when I'm feeling that, it's about fear. Absolutely about fear. I didn't know any of this. I have many degrees in school. I mean, I wasn't the best student, but I managed to graduate and all that. And I didn't know. I did not know. Harms or hurts, wrong acts which result in pain, hurt feelings, worry, financial losses, acceptance. And these things permeated me all through my life without my knowing that. Then we're going to go to the next one. Okay, now we're going to start to write a little, which is on, where the heck are you? 5, all the way on the bottom right. So, instructions for completion. And this is put in a chart, but these are the things, if you go over your questions, you know, in our book, in the sponsorship guide, when your sponsor, you know, reads you a question each time, when you're going through this, you see all of this. So, instructions for completion, column 1. In dealing with resentments, we set them on paper. We listed people, institutions, or principles with whom we were angry. And then it says complete column one from top to bottom. And not doing anything on the next columns, but because we're in a workshop, we're not going to listen to that. So, reading from left to right, we now see the resentment, column one, the cause, column two, the part of self that had been affected, column three, and the exact nature of defect within us that allowed the resentment to surface and block us from God's will. And I'll do the first one I had because my mother was on it. Now, this is a woman I loved and adored, but she was on it. And it took me till I came to Howe to see what it was. And I put down, I'm resentful at my mother, the cause because she likes my brother better. Affects my, and they, you know, and they weren't like falling down drunks or anything. But, okay, it affects my self-esteem, my security, my ambitions, personal relations, sex relations, my own mistake, selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, frightened, and then my faults. Now, I'm telling you, maybe I've been in the other program since 1980. I've been 5 years in Howe, and it finally dawned on me. My mother didn't like my brother better, but his personality worked with her better. So like, we went to Hebrew school for a year. I just went because my friends went. We were not religious, we were just cultural. And the report card would say, oh, Glenn is such a nice young man. He's daydreaming. And mine would say, well, she's always jumping out the window. I was, I mean, you know, we didn't know what ADHD was then and the craziness and all that. But it wasn't that she loved him better. Her personality and his personality just worked better. I mean, she was always there for me. No, and I was to tell this story. I did learn all about night eating from my parents, and then we'll get down to writing. So they'd wake us up, me and my brother, mother and father, wake us up, and they would say, we're going to Coney Island to Nathan's. I don't know if you've ever seen that, you know, thing where they keep shoving all that food down and this event, and we go there maybe 2 o'clock in the morning and then get all this different food. There's night eating. Or my mother would have like a pound of sugar bar, and it was in brown wrapping. Now they were little ones, and she ate the whole thing while she was watching television, and she stayed thin, but she had a lot of laxatives and she just stayed thin. You know, my dad kind of porked out, but that was, you know, what I did. And you know, thank God I don't do that anymore. I have three meals. Sometimes the time, you know, changes for the activities. Like I brought three meals with me, even though I get the food here, just in case. Okay, so now we're going to put, I put my first one, my mother. So write down like three things you're resentful of. And normally we do the whole columns first. Okay, and then, okay, in dealing with resentments, we set them on paper. We listed people, institutions, and principles with whom we were angry. And we're going to go to two, column two, as I said, because of the workshop, we're not going to finish all of them. So the cause, and like I said, the cause was I thought my mother liked my brother better. It's kind of lunacy. No? And it says, we asked ourselves why we were angry. Usually that's one of the easiest things to put down, why I was angry. And then we go to four. Well, we'll go to column three, I'm sorry. On our grudge list, we set opposite each name our injuries. Was it our self-esteem, our security, our ambition, or personal or sexual relations which had been interfered with? And then again, you're going to do three of them. I and most of mine, I had all of those. God, what a mess. Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to digress for a minute. Okay, so I'm saying to myself, okay, you're going to do this workshop. You're probably going to have a few people. And then I know my ego would really be, and it's not like that. So I'm happy. I would be happy, too, if it was a few people once I got over myself. But I would have felt like that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's crazy, but I didn't eat over it. That's all I have to say. Okay, so we put down, and I had all of these, ambition, personal, in column three. And then in column four, my own mistakes. Where was I selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, and frightened? Usually it was all of those, especially with my mother, frightened, oh, she wouldn't love me. You know, and I wasn't thinking it consciously, but it was in me. And so it says, referring to our list again, putting out of our minds the wrongs others had done, we resolutely looked for our own mistakes. Where had we been selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, and frightened? And then you check. And I think a lot of these are answered in the sponsorship inventory questions, the 107,000 ones. I did them. It made it clearer, you know? Okay. And then the last column, you get to put down, where were we to blame? The inventory was ours, not the other man's. When we saw our faults, we listed them. And then you can just write down some faults that you saw when you were resentful. So that's how we begin to start a review of resentments. Turn over. You can make copies of the. You can make copies of these. Oh, this one. This is a biggie. I like this one. Review of fears. And there's something in one of the other books that says that fear is an evil and corroding thread. Our existence was filled with it. So go back to page 8, the list of fears. And again, it says on page 8, this list, before we start to write. Do not feel restricted by this list. It is intended to help you get started. Well, let's see what I have. I have abandonment, a fear of fear. And what else? Go. I guess fourth and fifth steps. No, I don't have it with my sponsor. I don't know if you guys know Mary Eileen, but she's my sponsor, and we work very well together, and I'm blessed. Not being liked. Getting fat, that should be at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You know? Well, my tales would definitely be fear of the police. You know, there's a show on TV with Maggie Gyllenhaal called The Deuce, and she's a hooker in the Times Square area, and that was mine, too. And so the police, so I don't know, I keep digressing. So anyway, my corner was 8th Avenue and 46th Street. So I'm standing there, and I go, wow, that looks like a really good John. And it turned out to be a vice cop. So they take you to the precinct, you sleep on a bench, then they let you out. I go back to my corner, and I'm standing there, I say, wow, looks like a good John. Turns out to be the same vice cop. And on that whole strip, you could get all kinds of food. So it made a combo. I can make money and I could eat. All right. Okay, so the next, embarrassment. I didn't like embarrassment. Oh, here's the one down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Facing myself. And doing my fourth step this way, and doing my questions in my fourth step through the sponsorship guidelines. It was like I was going to see me. Okay, let's see. Being myself on the third column. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Rejection. Okay. Getting older. No, not being homeless. I was homeless. I did it well. So that's the craziness of our existence And at least for me, not even knowing that's what I was feeling and having, just in hindsight. Okay, so now we can go down to the next page 10, instructions for completion. We reviewed our fears thoroughly. We put them on paper, even though we had no resentment in connection with them. We asked ourselves why we had that. So we can put down, you know, like I put down fear of rejection. We'll do that one. Let's see. Why do I have the column two? Why do I have that? Have the fear. No one will like me. And on and on and so on. There's only two columns here. So do three and then fill in, write down three in column one, and then do column two and answer that, what you're fearful of. I was living on the streets, and it was like the one thing I didn't have was a pimp. That was my no pimp, just street. Street and food, not junk food. And it was just like I didn't even know what I was feeling. It was God to think about what I did and just be blessed that I don't have to do that anymore. Okay, review of sex conduct. And then when you finish these, you just keep going back to the pages, because we just did a few on each page. Okay, now about sex. You reviewed our own conduct over the years past. Whom had we hurt? And mine was, I put all the wives and girlfriends of the Johns I was with. Because they got hurt, people. And then in column two, where had we been selfish, dishonest, or inconsiderate? I had been all of those. Do we unjustifiably arouse jealousy, suspicion, or bitterness in column three? Yep. Column four, where was I at fault? I did something that wasn't right, that other people were getting hurt, but I didn't think about that. And what should we have done better? So a lot of it, I shouldn't have done it. That's it. I shouldn't have done what I had down and what I did. And I don't do that anymore. Yay. Okay. So that's the whole packet. And what I suggest is we do a few more. You do a few more columns because we have some time for the workshop. And then we can do questions or do write and then do some questions. We have extra packets here if you want to take one to a friend.
My name's Nance. I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi, Nance.
Grateful to be here. Grateful for our speakers and people doing service for us. I had one question and one comment that was helpful. My sponsor, instead of giving me the...
Louder.
Instead of giving me the definitions, I needed to look three up every day and write them out. And that really made a much stronger impact on me because I had to work for it. Work, work, work. The other question I had, Sable, is I know that CHOW's fourth step inventory has five questions instead of four. I do believe that's in the big book. Do you by chance know what that fifth question is that matches to CHOW? No. Okay. I'll look it up and see if I can
know.
Because that's what my recollection was, is that CHOW had one more step. So thanks. More shall be revealed.
Okay. Who else wants to come up to the microphone? Questions?
Hi, I'm Linda. I'm a compulsive overeater, and you guys may have heard enough from me already, but...
No, I didn't.
Anyway, thank you. First of all, Sable, thank you for your transparency.
Yeah.
That was... You're quite the trooper, sweet pea.
Thank you.
So, thank you. Thank you so much. It's a wonderful gift to us. On the review of resentments, I put down my brother, not his real name. Okay. I'm in the process, my mother and father have gone on to the Lord, and I'm in the process of dealing with a rental house that I chose to have, and my brother chose to have, sort of, kind of, and now we're trying to sell it. Anybody wants a house in northern Indiana? It's pretty cheap. I'll take any of those. Anyway, so I'm on the review of resentment page, and I wrote, my brother is passive and angry. He does not do any work on the rental. He lives close by to the rental. Like I say, it's in northern Indiana. I live in Denver, Colorado. Oh. And and I put down, I don't know if it's right for the cause, but I put down, I do not tell my need for support. I have a real strong codependent background, so, I'll get all mad at somebody, and I'm not saying, hey, hello, McFly, I need your help over here. Usually when I tell him I need help, he's fine. He'll do whatever I want. But because he's kind of a doofus, I know that's not part of the... There's no doofus column here.
Doofus.
Anyway, yeah. So because he's kind of a doofus... he will only do, because of his insecurity, he will only do exactly what you tell him. Anyway, and it's, so I can't wait to get rid of this house and begin to like my brother again. So this affects my security and my personal relationships, maybe my ambition too, probably my self-esteem, I'll go all across. My mistakes is I am dishonest. I don't tell him what I need. I don't tell him how to help me. I am self-seeking in that I want to, like within the family, I want to look really terrific, and everybody knows he's a doofus, right? Perfect. And then I'm frightened. I'm frightened about what if I make the wrong decision. And I have made wrong decisions with this house. I have done things that has been like, where did you get that? Anyway, and not terrible, nothing that can't be repaired, but just, for me, it's not perfect. It's not exactly what it needs to be. And then dealing with my brother, who, by the way, adores me. And I care for him. I mean, so this is not like he's just out to get me. But I'm looking for something. My expectation is I'm looking for something from him that he cannot provide. Mm-hmm. And won't. In this lifetime, won't. So my faults is I did not make my needs known, and I like my brother to look dumb.
Oh.
I enjoy that. I want him to look dumb, and I'm the realtor.com person here. Not so. So anyway, so that's what I did with my brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Someone else want to share one? Come on. Yes. Great.
All right. Frances Compulsive Eater. Oh, Lord, there's a lot of people in here.
Yeah. Hi, Frances.
A few years ago, I had the opportunity to do this in this manner through a group I was going to. And it was the first time, I'll eat it if I have to, that I had ever really tackled the big book method of doing it. I had done the CEA HAL method of fourth step, and it's helpful, but this one really got to the meat of the bones for me, for the resentments and my part that I never ever saw. And thank you, Sable, for your enlightenment of your relationship with your mom. Because I, too, just always thought my oldest brother was like the chosen one. And he went on to be with this relationship with her. And when he died, it was like she lost the only child she had. And there was no room for comforting me because I had lost a brother that I loved. She was so consumed with her grief that I felt like I had lost my whole family. Seriously. There was no one to console me. And I do mean no one. And so that there was already some sort of simulation of separation between us because of how I felt she treated me because of my other brothers as well. But that one really sunk it and separated us a lot more. So seeing and hearing that from you this morning, because their personality was very similar, you know, they had, I mean, she just got along with my brothers so differently. So when he passed away, she kind of glommed on to the next brother. And they got along, and he would do things for her, you know, and I did. Oh my God, I did. I know I did. I gave and did and did and did. And it just never seemed to be the equal. So hearing that this morning made me feel like, oh, okay, now I can let go of that a little bit more. But doing this type of inventory brought out for me the depth of my part that I never, it doesn't, it, for me, it didn't get addressed in that manner with the CEA Howland. And I was able to do amends differently. And I also got to do and write a letter of amends to my children. And here's the beauty behind the inventories. They're for us. And of course, my controlling self says, well, I've done this now. You should just forgive me and treat me like I am just the golden star here because I've done this. Well, that's not the way it's worked with my children. They didn't acknowledge it. They haven't said boo, and there has been no restitution behind that. So that's truly in God's hands. I have to pray about that one continuously, of the letting go, of not feeling the resentment that is really hidden in there. So these inventories that we do are blessings to us. There to help us move along in our lives, and that's the, for me, has been the biggest blessing because it's a journey. It's not happening overnight for me. That was 2 years ago, and nothing. And yet, what has happened in that meantime is, little by little, I have begun to feel a little bit better about me. And that's really what this program is about. It's about us trying to figure out how we can recover from all the past, from all the hurts. And there are so many that I created along the way. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much.
Good. Who else will be brave enough and come up to the microphone and share with us? Okay. Yes, come on. Hi.
Okay. I'm John. I'm a compulsive eater.
Hey, John. Hi, John.
And thank you, Sable. It's good to see you. Great workshop. And, you know, I'm 67 years old, and I was in, I've been in the big, the beverage program for nearly 34 years. And then, I dabbled in somehow in the late 80s when it was OA How, and then somehow led to Know How, and then I made it back here in 2000, and I haven't had perfect back-to-back abstinence, but I have been on maintenance now for 19 years, and I've had to work on the insides, And I think our inventory is good, but I have never done a four-step or a four-column inventory. Actually, some of it, there's some fifth column there, too. But, you know, my parents are all deceased now, so is my stepmother, and she was probably one of my biggest resentments. And you know, because, you know, there was jealousy, my mother and father. My mother had lived with a resentment. She drank a lot. But she was really a good person. They raised me well. But there was a lot of turmoil. And I was the oldest. And I popped out of the womb, restless, irritable, discontent. And I wanted to remain an only child. So my parents, they had a challenge with me. And see, I can look at my part. And I had a father that was short-fused. So in other words, I got whacked a lot but then I created it too, even as a little kid. Now I had a sponsor that said, well, you can't blame yourself. You were a child. But on the other hand, I knew what I was doing. You know, it's like, so, I mean, there's a part in everything, and you get older, and then doing this stuff kind of slowly, you learn to forgive and realize that, you know, what your part is. And I was able to clean up myself where I could get my have a good relationship with both parents and even a stepbrother that I used to like to throw under the bus. I'm just glad he's my stepbrother because he was very, very helpful with my dad and our family. So, you know, through doing stuff, little inventories and just being here, I've been able to walk through a lot of this stuff. And, you know, today it's just a matter of cleaning up my day-to-day living, you know, because believe me, it's like, you know, I almost got in a fight in the parking lot yesterday, some guy, you know, and the guy says, get out of the way and everything. And I'm ready to kill the guy. So, you know, so I still have bad behavior that I have to sometimes make amends to people for and things of this nature. But, I've kind of let go a lot of the childhood stuff, thank God. But at 67, I need to grow up anyhow. So, you know, I better hope so. And, you know, pretty soon I, you know, and so... So I just, and I don't regret too much because I've had kind of an interesting life. I've been in a London jail, you know, that was kind of fun, and go to court with a, you know, they wore the magistrate thing when I was 19 years old. And, you know, I lived through it, so, you know, it's kind of an interesting experience. And, you know, I know now to take care of myself, and I know what would happen to me if I walk out of these rooms, so I don't go out. And so what if I don't? If I only have 11 months of back-to-back abstinence, you know what? I'm going to stay here because I'm healthy. You know, I'm going to go hike up Mount Baldy tomorrow. I got to train for Mount Whitney. And, I mean, I'm doing stuff that, you know, and because of this program, everything's because of this program that I have that's good in my life, and it'll tumble down like a bunch of dominoes. And I hope you all stay here because I need you all, and you all have been great for carrying me through this experience. Thank you.
Thank you, John. You know, as a few people were sharing, it just came into my head when we're talking about the steps, the most important step for me, of course, the surrender and everything, is step 10, continue to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Because if I don't promptly admit it, who knows if I ever will admit it. And I like that better than having to do all this writing and this and that. Okay, I screwed up. I'm sorry. You know, forgive me if you do. If you don't, okay. Okay, anyone else want to share? Okay, any questions? Well, good. Then we will end with the Serenity Prayer. And thank you for letting me be the leader of this workshop.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the